I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, our guest is writer Michael Erard, author of a new book called
People who have studied speech patterns notice that there are really two groups of people, one group who says or more frequently, and another group that they restart their sentences, and they also repeat words more frequently. People who say or are not necessarily uneducated or unprepared or unintelligent in the same way that people who don't use filler words are necessarily more intelligent or more competent.
Michael Erard points out that all languages give speakers a way to indicate some sort of delay.
In many languages, it's a word like or that kind of neutral vowel. In some languages, it's eh, that's Hebrew. In French, vowels are a little rounded, so it's e. There are other languages that take a word that actually means something and they repurpose it for the filler word. So in Japanese, the thinking word is ano, which means this or that. So you'll hear people say ano, ano, ano. In Spanish, it's este. And it's something that people have to learn. Children have to learn it. And adults who are learning a language as a foreign language would be better off learning how to pause and delay and make the thinking sound in that language.
Michael Erard